Anna Sofia Fonseca.
First, congratulations for your work, for your fantastic work about Cesaria and her links, a link to a country mainly, because it's more private view, vision of Cesaria. What does she represent for you, in fact?
Cesaria represents the example of the human complexity. She's the example of human complexity with all the strengths and fragilities, it's impossible not to be touched by her voice and by her story, and I think that her voice is a portrait of her life. So for me, I think it's important to understand better the woman, to know the woman, so that we can better understand the voice in the music.
The voice, of course. So first of all, it's impressing the work, the archives work. It takes you radio, TV, private archives. It's amazing what you could find about these archives. How did you manage to get all these archives?
They come from different sources. We spoke with a lot of people, and with a lot of different people, and they come from different sources, and most part of them are from personal archives, and it was very hard to get them. I can tell you that we work more than 1 year without anything special. And then one day, one musician with whom I was always speaking about archives, because he told me that at a certain moment he had a small camera, but he didn't know where the tapes are. Mm-hmm. So
It's okay.
So he didn't know where the tapes are, and we need to wait. And maybe not 1 year after, he found the tapes, and he gave me the tapes, and they are with a lot of dust inside of a plastic bag, and inside of a plastic bag, and inside of another plastic bag. And these were the first archives that we got. Then, step by step, speaking with a lot of people, we start finding one picture here, 10 pictures there, one audio recording there.
Yes, because the way that you built the some sequences are audio and photographs sometimes, and video when you can, but it's mainly a mix of
it's a puzzle. I worked with a friend and colleague. It's an editor called Claudia Rita Oliveira, and we worked together in the editing. She is the editing, and we discussed a lot, and we work a lot on this, how to create the puzzle, because we want to create a narrative and a structure, and not traditional structure like she was born in blah blah blah, and then blah blah blah, and then she died. It's not, we want a more creative structure. It's a film, it's not like
yes.
A,
and you build through different angles. I would say the first is of course your link, and you privilege your links with Cabo Verde.
Yeah.
Better than telling a success story that would be not interesting. There are very few concerts. The most important concerts, or the extracts of concerts, are mostly in Cabo Verde, or in bars, or in Portugal, but not the big. So you choose deliberately to privilege this link with Cabo Verde.
Yes, because speak about Cesaria, it speak about Cape Verde. She was that land. Her character, her personality, it's a reflex also. It's also a reflex of that island, of that country, of that island, of her island mainly. She is that ocean, she is that wind. And I think that for understand Cesaria, well, for understand anyone, we need to understand the context of each person. And to understand Cesaria, it's important to understand Cape Verde, and because it's her context. And that's why the film also has it crossed different times and political situations, and that's why it's important to speak about colonialism.
Of course. So there was this part about orphanage and this part about segregation, how she suffered from segregation. There was a part about learnings with men. It was very nice to see this extract with Compay Segundo. It's amazing, with money, with the country.
Team, subjects like racism and colonialism are really important.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's impossible to do a film about Cesaria mm-hmm. without speaking about it.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And that was, I met a lot of times Cesaria Evora, but I didn't know about this part of her childhood. She has been always alone. In fact, she's a very lonesome person. And I like the how you show her as a woman, a free woman, in fact, a free woman, but that has been suffering from some male chauvinism. That's very.
She's a woman in love for freedom.
Yeah.
And if it's not easy now, imagine some years ago, and for a poor woman. So. It's very interesting to see, to know her personality, how she deal with everything, how she deal with men, how she deal with success, even with success.
Yes, of course.
Because she was never conquered by it.
Yes,
exactly. Success was not able to change her. She keeps always the same person.
Yes, that's amazing. And I'd like to talk about a link with the family and with. She's a very lonesome person. She's overcrowded, you know. She's always people. She gives money. She's very generous, but she's very lonesome. And that's what that's the main thing I feel from your film. She's somewhere else. She's never there. In fact. And you show that very well.
Yeah, it's true. She is. She needs to have her own space in her head. She needs to be with her head a lot of times, and she's always with a lot of people, but she's always in her own world too. And I think we find that in a lot of artists.
maybe, sure. She says at the time she said, "I don't believe in dreams."
Mm-hmm.
Would you say she's desperate or she's just?
She accepts life. She accepts life. I think it's in that way. When she was poor without a big drama.
Mm-hmm.
She accepted it. When fame arrived, she accepted. She accepted it. It's a very simple and humble woman with an enormous generosity.
Yes, she's very generous with people who have been generous to her. That's what you say in the film. She give back. She give back. She doesn't forget people. Okay. There is another question I wanted to ask you. She has been exploited. She's been exploited by everybody through her money, but by her family. Even our grandchildren say we ask her money all the time. And this part, what do you think? This part is quite important for her, for to show that, well, she's free. She's she gives, but she's exploited in a way.
Like
she's
all of been, us, she lives in a, like all of us. She lives in a society
mm-hmm.
with a lot of people around.
Mm-hmm.
But she's very close to her family,
mm-hmm.
to her son, to her daughter, to her grandson, and to her granddaughter.
Yeah.
And for her, the family is really important, and the friends are really important. And where they are too.
But at the end, you said she doesn't leave anything to anybody. That even though her boyfriend is nothing, he died, he was very poor, and she never think about the security for her family, for example. She just give.
I think we cannot think about her with our mindset.
Mm-hmm, of course.
She has a different mindset,
yes,
and a different cultural background.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to tear with the European way of life.
You show how the link between Cabo Verde and music. And between
Cabo Verde is
Music is life, in fact.
Yeah,
and that's what you show in your film.
Because Cabo Verde is a country of music. It's a music country. It's mm-hmm. a country with so many creativity, so many talents, mm-hmm. so many great composers, great singers, great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And she is that too. So it's impossible to speak about her without speaking about Cape Verde. And Cape Verde is a country of music.
Yeah.
And she opens the door so that the music of Cape Verde can come abroad and travel mm-hmm. all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's a country with the rich cultural environment
mm-hmm.
and with a rich music. It's a place of music.
Okay. There's more a film about Cabo Verde than about Cesarea, I would say.
I would say that speaking about Cesarea, it's speaking about Cape Verde.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.